WIRX.
Yeah! All right, good morning. Rock, Hunter.
Here we go.
What's up, you ass? Nice. Oh, it is the Plan B morning show on a Tuesday.
It's going by. We're getting there, man. You know, it's looking ahead. Dude, it's... I don't want to curse it. I don't want to jinx it. But damn, dude, the weather.
I think we're supposed to have a nice 4th of July. What's nice is, too, it hasn't been ridiculously dry. So when you light off those bottle rockets, you don't have to worry about burning down the neighborhood,
well,
which
I mean,
good.
You should still take caution, man. Don't say that.
Nah.
You just light it off in that hay bale over there. It's fine.
Hay bales make a nice standing point, right? Hey, it's up there off the ground.
Have you gotten fireworks yet?
I got a few.
Did you?
Yeah, nothing too crazy. But yeah, I got a few little ones.
What are they paying you here?
Enough to get my fireworks. It's part of my workers'
your
agreement.
Contract.
Yeah, contract is, I have a fireworks stipend that I get. So, yeah.
Dude, you know, everything now is expensive as it is. Just everything. I'm scared to walk through the firework place.
Yeah, but
I really am. Fireworks were expensive before COVID.
Yeah, it's one of those things, though. You know, I think maybe that hasn't been hit as hard with the inflation. So, you're not, your dollar isn't going quite as far, but you know.
What'd you get? What'd you get? A bunch of snakes and sparklers?
Snakes, yeah. It's not what you like. It's what the consumer likes, all right?
You need to get some mortar shells, man. Boom!
You're going to stand there owning a fireworks stand and tell me you don't have any whistling kitty chasers? Anyway, but yeah, so I got a few. I got a few for the 4th. So
I'll just go watch yours. I'll go see.
That's right,
yours.
You cheap. No, you're paying. Everyone else is free. Hunter, you're paying. You're paying. Anyway, let's keep moving here. It is time for your dumb vocabulary.
Making you smarter every day. It's Dumb Vocabulary with Brock.
And, of course, as always, your dumb vocabulary brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. You need it moved. You need it stored. They got something for every size, every budget, whatever you need. Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. Hit them up. I use them to store my camper over the winter. I love it. Safe, secure, clean, professional. Call them. 269-429-6007 for Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. Your dumb vocabulary for today. Wank blanket.
What? that stiff blanket that's propped up next to your bed. Gross, man.
Does it got to be stiff, man? Throw that thing in the washer. Wank blanket.
It's either that or the blanket you pull over, you know, so nobody can see you.
While you're wanking it? What, are you doing it in public? You got to hide it?
I got a roommate, a dorm roommate, you know. You've been to college a few times.
He knows. He knows what you're doing down there. He knows. I think what you're alluding to is the towel / blanket / rag used to clean up after wanking it, i.e. masturbating. God.
Just any bodily fluids in something you should throw away. Much like Grandpa's handkerchief. Why did he put that thing back in his pocket?
That was just a portable wank blanket is all it
was. Grandpa, throw that away. Here's a tissue. It's 2022.
Yeah, as a young man, nothing in the house was safe for cleanup. I mean, I think socks, T-shirts.
That's it, you people out there buying used couches and whatnot. I'm like,
The backside of a pillow, you just flip it over on the couch there. The only time I got in trouble was when I used one of those decorative towels that my mom had. She's like, hey!
You think it's scratchy from the beginning.
You pervert. Yeah, that really, really bad. Really bad. Don't use the decorative towels, you filthy animal. Example, my wife found my wank blanket. She is not happy with me.
That's embarrassing.
She is not happy about that. She cut her toe on it walking through the bedroom. Ow, what was that?
Stubbed it.
Ow.
Is that a brick?
Good God. Throw it in the hot wash. Hot wash. All right, there you go. That is your dumb vocabulary for a Tuesday. As always, brought to you by Bintrust Moving and Self-Storage. We'll be back. Let's